A few weeks ago, we read about the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Confusion, and that the sons of Shem, Ham, and Japheth rebelled against the Lord's command to fill the earth, and that they instead insisted on gathering together and building themselves a tower to heaven. And when I read that, I don't really think that it's all that bad. Well, they wanted to build a tower to heaven. They wanted to ascend to heaven. What's so bad about that? God is in heaven. It's good to want to go to heaven, to be in heaven, to think of heavenly things. But it was a bad thing. It was a grievous thing. It was a wicked thing. And why? Because it went against the word of God. God had told them to go and fill the earth. And they decided to not go and to congregate together and to worship God on their own terms, apart from God's word. That's what building a tower, they basically were building a giant altar to God. That's what an altar is. An altar is a tower that ascends to God. And they did this in rebellion to God's word. And that's what Christians are doing today. Christians are assembling together in their own strength and wanting to ascend to heaven on their own terms. And even remember what God said about them when they were doing this, that nothing they set their mind to, nothing they proposed to do was going to be withheld from them. So even God acknowledged their strength in that kind of unity of numbers and purpose, but it was against God's word, and so God scattered them. And that is exactly what is happening with Christians now. They're coming together. There's a lot of strength in that, in those numbers. They're wanting to ascend to heaven, but it's on their own terms and apart from God's word, in the sense that they're assembling together with pastors and congregants who are divorced and remarried, who are adulterers, according to the word of God. And God says, repent of that. And they say, stay in it. God says, separate. And they say, stay together. And so they're trying to ascend to heaven on their own terms. And what has God done? He's scattered them, just like the people of Babel. The conservative elements in the church are fracturing. They're continuing to scatter. Liberal churches are hemorrhaging numbers. And this is going to continue to happen until we repent of this, until we repent of this particular sin. And because this is what conservatives do, they either they allow divorce and remarriage to flourish without any kind of meaningful censure or discipline, by either just simply wagging their heads and lamenting the fact, isn't that terrible? There's so much divorce in the church. Or, so they just complain about it and they don't really do anything about it. Or they just completely ignore it. Or they actively defend it. One example of just completely ignoring it would be when Meghan Markle married Prince Harry. How many of the leading conservative Christians in the blogosphere, in the on the news, or in social media, were talking about the sinfulness of this union? Was Cross Politic talking about the sinfulness of the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry wedding? No. And that marriage even goes against the Westminster Confession that they prescribe to, that they confess. Well, this is what we believe. No, it's not. You don't even believe that. And it shows their inconsistency. It shows that they are simply just unwilling to address this issue, unwilling to deal with it. I mean, they are swimming in a sea of iniquity in their own churches. And so they're either too deceived or too scared to sacrifice themselves for the cause of the cross, to pick up the cross. Too scared to cut down the Baal and Asherah poles because they know the people in their communities, like the people of Gideon's community, will hate them for it. And if they did, they would be like one of the crazy desert prophets that they build monuments to, but don't want to emulate. So, men, if you're listening to this, hear the words of God. Hear what he says, that when we worship on our own terms, we are setting ourselves up to be scattered. We are setting ourselves up to lose, to give our land to our enemies. But if we obey, if we worship how God has taught us to worship, we'll be victorious. We will inherit the land that God has promised to us. And those same conservative Christian leaders know that worship is warfare. They talk about this. They know how important worship is. But how effective is your worship when your hands are defiled, when your hearts aren't pure, when you're worshiping with unrepentant adulterers, when you have set aside the word of God for the conveniences and power of a community huddled together like the Tower of Babel while the West burns? So men, repent of your blithe indifference to this issue. Pay attention, study intensely, study fiercely, and then take the conclusions of that study and implement them into your life. This is what I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to His church. And so this reminds us of our own need to confess.